This message is presented to you by Pastor David Lambert and Exceed Life Church in Virginia Beach, Virginia. For more information, visit exceedlifechurch.org.
Well, we're still on this series of faith. And you know, it's impossible to please God without faith. And faith is all through the Bible, amen? And you got to have some faith. Look at your neighbor and say, get some faith. And you're getting faith today because faith always comes by hearing and hearing by the word, amen? And so our main text that we've been focusing on in faith is Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it's impossible. Wow, that's a powerful word. Impossible to please him, to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that God is and that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So what is God trying to do? He's trying to reward some of us. He's trying to bless us. He's trying to get the blessing to you. Do you believe that today? So God is in the rewarding business if you seek him diligently. How many diligent seekers do I have in here? I'm telling you, you guys are diligent seekers. Amen? And so we're going to focus on a spiritual force that helps make faith come alive. Amen? And this is a scripture that I haven't really focused on in my series, but it's in Hebrews 11:1. And it says it this way, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." This is a powerful scripture. It tells us that hope is a powerful force that makes faith work. Now, what is Bible hope? You might ask. And you know, some people say, "I'm just hoping and praying God will come through." Well, that's not Bible hope. Amen. God, let me say it this way: God always comes through. Amen. You're not hoping and praying and a maybe. You know, it's not the casino. You know, hopefully I'll win in here. Amen. No, it's not the casino. It's faith. It's believing God. I know I'm tickling some people today. Amen. It's faith. Glory to God. And Bible hope really is a confident expectation of the promises of God, grounded in God's faithfulness to make his word come to pass in our lives. That's powerful. I'm going to say that again. Bible hope is confident expectation of the promises of God grounded in God's faithfulness. So hope is always grounded in that God is a faithful God. Amen. In other words, God always comes through. Yes. You got to believe that. Somebody say, God always comes through for me. And so faithful, and that God's not only faithful in his nature, but he's faithful in causing his word to come to pass in our lives. You believe that today? So God's word produces us in faith is a powerful force. And when you're believing God and acting on God's word, that reveals that you have hope working in your life. Amen? And hope comes alive by us believing in that faithfulness of God's promises and the power to make them work in our lives. Amen? God is faithful to his word. Somebody say amen on that. Amen. God is faithful to his word. In Numbers 23:19, it says, "God is not a man that he should lie, amen, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said it and will he not do? Or has he spoken and will he not make it good?" So here in Numbers, it's basically putting a question out there. He's saying that God cannot lie. That in his nature, God is all truth. And there's no way that God can tell a lie. Amen. We know the devil is the father of lies. And he's constantly lying to us that God's not going to come through. But I'm going to say this, God is going to come through for you if you keep believing and activate your hope by believing in the faithfulness and the power of God's word. Amen? Amen. Jeremiah 1:12 says it this way, "Then the Lord said to me, 'You have seen well, for I'm actively watching over my word to fulfill it. Jeremiah had a vision. The Lord gave him a vision. And Jeremiah spoke that vision out to the Lord. And the Lord said, you saw well, and I am making sure that that vision that you've seen, I'm watching over it to make it come to pass in your life. Does anybody have a vision for their life? Because hope is an earnest expectation or a vision for good to come. You must believe better days are ahead. Amen. Say, better days are ahead. You must believe that. Amen. And God actively watches over his word. I like what it says in Isaiah 55:11. So shall, talking about the faithfulness of God. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing which I sent it. I love that. So God's word that goes forth out of his mouth, you say, well, that's only the words that God speaks. Well, all the words that God speaks are in the Bible. And when you get God's Bible promises and you speak them out of your mouth, God, your mouth belongs to God. Amen. And when you're speaking that promise of the word of God out of your mouth, it will accomplish all that God desires it to accomplish. You got to speak something. Your voice is your power in the realm of the spirit. Amen. And you have to learn to use your voice. If the devil can shut down your voice, if he can shut down your words, then he has you. But you know what? He's not going to shut down our words. We're going to continue to speak the promises of God's word, no matter what it looks like in your lives. God is faithful, and God is a covenant faithful God. Somebody say, I have a covenant. And it's a blood covenant. Glory to God. Amen. And this covenant God has made cannot be broken. Do you believe that today? I like what it says in Psalms 89:1-4. And this is King David, talking about King David and talking about the Lord coming. He says here, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known your faithfulness to all generations. Notice that, God's faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness shall establish in the very heavens. Talking about God's faithfulness is established in the heavens. I've made a covenant with my chosen. I've sworn to my servant David, your seed I will establish forever and build up your throne to all generations. Now, you know, Jesus came through the lineage of David, and some would say, you know, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And when people would call him the son of David, talking about the promise of the covenant that God had with David, going all the way through Jesus, and we're covenant people through this covenant that God has made with David, with Abraham, through Jesus to us. Amen. Can I get a witness in the house today? God is awesome, and his faithfulness can never fail. I'm going to say again, God's faithfulness can never fail. In Psalms 89:33, it says, nevertheless, my love and kindness I will not utterly take from him, nor allow my faithfulness to fail. Glory to God. God is a faithful God. It says here, God will not break his covenant with us as well. In Psalms 89:34, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that goes out of my lips. So God is a faithful covenant keeping God. And he made a remember, he made that covenant with Abraham, and that covenant he made with Abraham. Remember, he said to Abraham, you're look at the stars and get a vision, which means get some hope, because Abraham was down and depressed when he was praying to God that day. And God said, get out of your tent, look up, look at the stars, and that's how many descendants you're going to be. You're going to have. Amen. And so when you get out of your room that's closed and dark and you're depressed, get out of that. Amen. Get out. Get outside. Look at the stars. And I'm going to say this. You are the stars that Abraham saw that night. Amen. Do you believe that? Somebody say, I'm a star in the Lord. And you're shining bright for the kingdom of God. Somebody say, I'm shining bright. Amen. And some of you are shining brighter and brighter as the days go forth. We're getting brighter in the Lord. I'm not, I'm getting brighter. Amen. My light's not going to go out in the end days. I'm stoking it up. I'm getting fired up for God. Can I get a witness in the house today? Amen. And we need to keep our light burning for God. Somebody say, I have a covenant. And God is a covenant-keeping God. Hallelujah. You believe that today? And I like what it says in Galatians 3:14, talking about covenant. He said, the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So it's talking about the blessing of Abraham coming on us, glory to God, and that we may receive the promise through faith. But I want to focus on Galatians 3:26. If you drop down in Galatians, it says, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Somebody say, I'm a son of God. Amen. You say, well, I'm a lady. Amen. But it means sonship. You have sonship in God. There's sonship privileges in God. Glory to God. For you are all sons through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are in Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Amen. Glory to God. You just got to get a revelation that the same blessing that Abraham walked in, that King David walked in, we can walk in the same blessings today. Amen. Somebody say, I'm a covenant person. Amen. And you're covenant with the blood of Jesus. Hope produces key forces to keep us steady until we see the promise in our life. What is the devil after? He's after your faith, but what he's trying to do is take your hope away. If he can take your hope away, you got no faith, because faith stands on hope. Glory to God. And you have to have hope. I love this. It says here, and because hope will produce some powerful other spiritual forces that will cause our faith to move forward when we're even under the attacks of life. In Romans 15:13, it says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I love that. Now, hope produces these spiritual forces. It says, may God the hope fill you with joy and peace by believing. So hope produces the forces of joy and peace in your life. If you are really in faith, then you should have joy and peace working in your equation. Now, if you're down and depressed, then your hope is not working. Amen. I'm going to say again. If you're down and depressed, your hope is not working. Because if your hope is engaged, peace and joy is the offspring of hope. Amen. It means you get excited. It means you're believing. You're excited because the best is yet to come. Amen. Maybe you're going through something. Maybe your household's going through something. But whatever the devil means for harm, God can turn for good. Amen. Somebody say, God's turning it for my good. The devil is sorry that he ever messed with you. Amen. Can I get a witness in the house today? Because God's turning it around. Whenever the devil is found out, he has to repay back sevenfold. Yes. Amen. Yes. If the devil can't take your joy, he can't keep your goods. Yes. I'm going to say that again. If the devil can't take your joy, he can't keep your goods. Yes. Amen. That's good. I stole that from a minister. Amen. Glory to God. I stole that. So you got to keep the joy of the Lord and the peace of God working in you. So if a person is truly in faith, he will have hope, which produces peace and joy. So we have to keep that peace and joy working in our lives. I like this because peace keeps us steady in the process of receiving, and joy keeps us strong in the process of receiving.
Amen.
Amen? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And peace will keep you steady. I like what it says in John 14, 27. It says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So Jesus spoke this to his disciples when he was telling his disciples, "I'm going to be cutting out. I'm headed to heaven." Amen. They were getting nervous. And he said, "Don't be troubled." Amen. Don't get bent out of shape. In other words, don't lose your cool. Amen. Don't let the devil see you sweat. Amen. Amen. And why? Because God is working all things out for good to those that love him and called according to his purposes.
Amen.
You got to believe that he's working it out for good. Somebody say, "He's working it out for my good." So joy is produced in a believer's life, and it will strengthen that believer as he's standing against the trials of life. Jesus said this way, and I'm going to say this, that some people may believe that once you get saved, you'll never have a problem. But some people, you might hear a preacher preach, "Once you get saved, it's all good from here on." Can I give you some bad news today? You're going to have some problems. There's going to be some issues. Why? Because we live in a world and the little g God is trying to control the world system.
Yeah.
The little g God is trying to move on people and try to inspire people to do evil and to do the wrong things. But the big g God is inspiring us to pray and to do good. The little g God is inspiring people to do evil and to steal, kill, and to destroy. But we're not in that group. We're not in the evil group. We're in the good group, glory to God. We're in the righteous group. We're not in the lawless group, glory to God. I love that. And so we have to understand there is a devil out here, and he's trying to get some of us in fear, trying to get us afraid to speak up and speak the truth. But I'm not going to quit speaking the truth regardless of what people say against me or try to do against me. Because my faith isn't in people's opinions. It's in God's opinion of me. Can I get a witness in the house today? And you got to get totally sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ. I like what it says in John 16:33. "These things I've spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer." In other words, be joyful, be at peace, because Jesus has overcome the world. And I'm going to say this, you can overcome the world, the devil, and even your flesh.
Amen.
I know that's by faith by some of us. Amen. Sometimes our flesh is trying to take us down. Amen. But you can overcome the world system. You can overcome the devil. You can even overcome the weaknesses of your flesh by the power of faith. Can I get a witness in the house today? By the power of hope. Hope, another powerful key to hope. It says in Hebrews, hope will cause you to be unmovable in the storms of life. It will be, it's likened to an anchor. In Hebrews 6:19, it says, "This hope we have is an anchor of our soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters into the presence behind the veil." So we see here that we know an anchor is designed to keep a boat steady and in place. Hallelujah. And when the storms come, the boat can stay steady because that anchor is anchored to the ground, glory to God. And I'm going to say this, the storms of life might be coming, but your hope is like an anchor that will make you unmovable in spite of what's going on in your life. Do you believe that today? I like Paul's attitude about being unmoved. Paul had a ministry where he encountered lots of problems. And just because you're encountering lots of problems doesn't mean you're not in the will of God. Sometimes when you start walking in the will of God, problems come. Why? Because the devil's trying to hinder some of us. He's trying to keep us from moving forward in God. Can I get a witness in the house today? And sometimes we start following God, then we find out we got problems. Before you followed God, you never realized you had a problem because you were too ignorant to know it. Amen. You didn't know anything about good and evil. You thought everything that came down the pike was God. But then you realize there's a big devil out here and he's coming to steal, kill, and destroy. And you got to stand firm in your faith against the onslaughts of the devil. You believe that today? And I like Paul's attitude. And Paul had a revelation from the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. The Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you to all truth. The Holy Spirit will give you wisdom when you don't know what to do. Amen. So you have a lot of things working for you. Even though it may in the natural you might look like a big loser. But even though in the natural you might look like a big loser, you're really a winner in God. You're not a whiner, you're a winner. Somebody say, I'm a winner. Not a wiener. No, I'm kidding. But not a whiner. Amen. Amen. That might be flesh. So in Acts 20... In Acts 20, can I sit down on the job? Okay. In Acts 20, it says here, I love my job. Amen. In Acts 20, in Acts 20, it says here, and I see now, I go bound in the Spirit in Jerusalem. This is the Apostle Paul. I see now, I go bound into the Spirit in Jerusalem. He's headed to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying, chains and tribulations await me. Well, that sounds like good news, Lord. That sounds like that's a trip I want to go on. Chains and tribulations. That doesn't sound like a holiday to me, you know? I don't know if I want to sign up for that job. Amen. But you know what? Paul knew that he had a special mission and a special commission, and he knew that there were going to be things that he was going to suffer for the sake of the gospel. And he said he wanted to be identified with the suffering of Jesus. Be careful with praying that kind of prayer. Lord, I want to identify with your suffering. Be careful with that, because you might be identifying with chains and tribulations. I mean, Paul, I don't know if he was a masochist or what, but, you know, he enjoyed pain, but he wasn't. Amen. He wasn't a masochist, but he didn't enjoy going through the problems. Nobody enjoys going through problems in life. Amen. But sometimes we're going to go through them, but God is with you and he's faithful and he'll get you through it. Amen. Say, he's getting me through it. And this is what Paul says. He says, the Holy Spirit testifying in every city, saying, chains and tribulations await me. But this is what he says, but none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy. Wow, you're going through trials and tribulations, and he's saying, none of this stuff moves me. I'm going to stay settled. My hope is in the Lord. I'm anchored in his promises. I'm not going to be moved by what it looks like. I'm not going to be moved by what I see. I'm not going to be moved by what I feel. I'm only going to be moved by what the Word of God says. Amen. Somebody say, I'm unmovable. You got to be unmovable in the promises of God. Amen? And I love that. And he received that. So Paul was focused. And what Paul said in another passage, that he did not count his life dear to himself. If you're gonna be unmovable and you're gonna have the hope of God working in your life, you can't be so self-focused. You can't be self-centered. You gotta be God-centered. You gotta be God-focused. Can I get a witness in the house today? And so one of the reasons why Paul, it didn't matter what Paul was going through, because the calling meant everything to his life. And I'm going to say this, it doesn't matter what you're going through, as long as you're picking up your cross and following Jesus and following the call that God has put on your life, you will never lose and you'll be thankful at the end. Can I get a witness in the house today? Hallelujah. And I love this because it says here, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live, I live in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. See, this is how Paul thought. You know, he said, you know, I'm not living my life for myself. I'm not living my life to see, how much pleasure I can get out of this life. No, it's not about me seeking pleasure. It's about me seeking God. And when you seek God, you're no longer living for yourself. Like he said, I'm crucified with Christ. No longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live, I love this, I live by the faith of him who loved me and gave himself up for me. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, as we take this and we understand this concept of coming out of being self-focused and being God-focused, we're going to see God move mightily in our lives. So let's summarize here. Hope is brought about by us believing in the faithfulness of God and his word. Yes. Hope is based also in God's covenant with us through Abraham and the blood of Jesus. Hope brings about other spiritual forces that undergirds our faith, and these spiritual forces are peace and joy through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hope is like an anchor that makes us unmovable in the storms of life. And hope keeps us God-reliant and not self-reliant. And that causes our faith to be all that God wants us to be. And it will cause us to be standing at Jesus at that day when he says, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter in to the joy of your Lord." Did you receive it today? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, I thank you for your mercies and your goodness and your love. I thank you, Father, that we have faith in you and we have hope. And that hope is believing you, that you are faithful to us and you're faithful to your word and your faithfulness will never fail. Father, I thank you for those that are in this congregation, those that are listening or watching, and perhaps you've never made a public confession or a confession out loud of the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Well, today is the day of salvation. I want to lead you in a simple prayer if you're ready to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Say this and mean it in your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I believe Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I believe Jesus was raised from the dead to save me. Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. And Heavenly Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen." If you prayed that for the first time, we believe you got born again. I want you, if you're here locally watching, I want you to come out, be a part of Exceed Life Church. If you're not here locally, find a good church home that will help you grow in your faith and stay connected with Exceed Life Church so that you can be all that God's called you to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank you for listening to this message. For more information, visit us at exceedlifechurch.org.